In this week's Parsha, we are informed about the Kedusha of Shevet Levi. The Torah goes on at length about the holiness and the special role that Shevet Levi has. And I think it is appropriate to talk about, is there really anything special about being a Levi, Bizman Hazeh? We're not talking about Kohanim, V'kidashtim, we know for sure the Torah says Kohanim have a special status, but what if you're a regular old plain vanilla Levi? Is there anything special in your Kedusha, anything special in your status when it comes to Halacha? We'll try to cover all the major topics that relate to Leviim and maybe a special status or maybe not, and the confusion over that. What we are not going to touch upon is Leviim washing the hands of Kohanim. That is a much bigger sugya that we can't cover now. Maybe we'll discuss that Parshas Korach and get back to Leviim over there. But that's the one topic we're not going to discuss. So let's go through a number of areas of Halacha. Writes the Rambam in Hilchos Matanos Anim in Parachas Halacha Yud Zayin. This is based on a Gemara in Horios and Dashud Gimel, where the Gemara there is discussing orders of preference of L'Hachayos. If you have to save someone, if you have to support someone, who goes first? So the Titanic is drowning, and you need to know who goes first. Is it women and children, or maybe it's Kohanim or Leviim? We have to see. That's not a discussion right now. Let's stick mainly to Tzedakah. Says the Rambam, Ha'yulefanenu Aniyim Harbe. You have different types of Aniyim, poor people in front of you. Oyishuvuyim Harbe, different types of people who might be captured. Ve'ein Bekis Kedei Leparnes, or Kedei Lechasos, or Kedei Lefidosas Kulan. You only have so much money available to save, or to give Tzedakah, or to support whoever it may be. Says the Rambam, Magdima Es Hakohen Levi, Kohanim first. Once the Kohanim are taken care of, then Levi, Levi Yisrael, says the Rambam, we see. Apparently, Leviim have precedence when it comes to tzedakah, if there's limited funds in supporting before a regular Yisrael. And this is cited l'halacha by the Torah in Yeridaya, in Reish Nun Aleph, there by Hilchos Tzedakah. Now, there are two issues raised by the Rishonim and the Achronim regarding this halacha of Leviim coming first when it comes to tzedakah. And is it so sure, is it such a given that maybe we should be supporting Leviim before other people? First is the Beis Yosef over here on the Torah. And he says, if you look in the Yerushalmi on the twin Gemara in Horios, so the Yerushalmi has a different understanding over here regarding Leviim. And it says, Amru Levi Kodom Yisrael, Levi Lo Yisrael Hu. Amar Rabbi Avin Bishas Haduchen. That is only when is it the case that Leviim come before Yisrael? When Leviim go up to the Duchen and they sing and they perform the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Shaninu Mashma, says the Beis Yosef. Dahasha, nowadays we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. Deleika Duchen, there's no Duchen. Eino Kodom Yisrael, there's no reason why a Levi should go first. Aval, that's what the Beis Yosef says. Clearly that the understanding of the Yerushalmi is there's no preference to Leviim over Yisrael when it comes to anything, or Lachayos, saving, Saka, Pidyon Shum, whatever it may be, if the Leviim aren't serving in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Beis Yosef, though, Aval b'Talmud didan. Obviously, our Bavli, the Talmud Bavli, doesn't agree with that. Midelo kasav kein mash, midisfarli deim l'chalik v'im bizman l'zman, whether it's the time of the Beis HaMikdash or not the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Leviim go first according to our Gemara. V'chein niro das haposkim, Shulchilko, and it's clear, says the Beis Yosef, the halacha is not like the Yerushalmi, Leviim come first, even if it is not Bizman Beis HaMikdash, when it comes to Tzach. The Aruch HaShulchan over here in Yerodeyam, and also the Tzafas Penach, the Ragachav, and his Chedushim and Horios, both ask the same question, or bothered by the premise of the Beis Yosef, because the Beis Yosef did not finish the rest of the Yerushalmi. What is the Yerushalmi talking about when it says that the Levi comes before the Yisrael? That's talking about a case where who should become Tamei for a corpse? You have a Levi and Yisrael walking on the road, and who should make themselves Tamei? Who should be more careful? So the Gemara there says, better the Yisrael make himself Tamei, not the Levi. Why? Because the Levi may have to go serve in the Beis HaMikdash, and he won't be allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash if he's Tamei, if he's impure. And that's why, says the Aruch HaShulchan, and says the Ragachover, that's why over there, specifically, maybe one would differentiate between nowadays and the other, and the time is the Beis HaMikdash. But what does that have to do with tzedakah? What does that have to do with supporting them? That's not what the Yerushalmi is talking about. So they have a big question on the whole premise of the question of Beis Yosef. But regardless, this question has moved to the side because we don't paskin like the Yerushalmi, whether according to the Beis Yosef or according to the Aruch HaShulchan, whatever it is. So question number one, maybe nowadays versus the time of the Beis HaMikdash, doesn't apply. The second question is a little bit more pressing, and that is based on the pasuk in Devarim and Parshas Re'eh. The Torah there says, Hishamer lecha pen ta'azobes ha-levi ka'imecha al-masacha. Be very, very careful, says the Torah, to not abandon the Levim, Shevet Levi, when you are in Eretz Yisrael. This is the mitzvah to specifically support Shevet Levi. The Sefer HaChinuch writes in mitzvah, Tuf Nun, that this is to ensure that when we're in the land of Israel, we have people able to support us in Torah and Ruchnius, and therefore it's our job to support Shevet Levi because they're not working, they're teaching Torah, and therefore we support them. This is the mitzvah from the Torah.
Why don't we support them? Because class in Torah, they don't get the share of the lands if we get supported. Meaning,
correct.
So now that doesn't.
Ah, good. Out. Says Rashi. Aval begola ein chamuzer alav yosim in Israel. But once we're in Galus and there's no issue of chalakim or portions in the land of Israel, then there's no reason, says Rashi, based on the Sifri, that we should support a Levi before a Yisrael. And this is a major question. This is the question of the Sefer Achinach and others as well. Sorry, the Minchas Linach and the Magen Avram and Or Chaim Reish Aleph Sifkat and Dalet. That this is against the Mechaber, right? The Mechaber seems to say that maybe Levim should go before Yisrael, and Rashi al HaTorah and the Sifri clearly says that Levim only come before Yisrael when we're in Eretz Yisrael. We have to support Levim specifically, and they leave this as a tzarachian. Nevertheless, it doesn't matter because the Shulchan Aruch says la halacha, the Levim go before Yisrael when it comes to tzedakah, and therefore we see in one aspect apparently la halacha that Levim should come first in this regard. There's a very interesting Gemara in Sukkah and Dach Memal. The Gemara there talks about Rabbi Gamliel, who had a lulav and esrog, and he was with three other Rabbanim who did not have a lulav and esrog, and Rabbi Gamliel lent it to them. So if you look in the order of the Gemara, who he lent it to, so first he lent it to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, first he lent it to Rabbi Yoshua, and then he lent it to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So the Chassam Sofer is bothered, because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Kohen, and Rabbi Yeshua was a Levi. So the Chassam Sofer wants to know, how come the Levi got to use the Levin Esrog before the Kohen? The Kohen should have gone before the Levi in using the rented out Levin Esrog of Rabbi Gamliel. So he explains that Chachma, the wisdom of Yeshua ben Levi, made him greater than Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And there, because he was greater in wisdom than the Kohen, that's why he came to the front in the line of getting Levin Esrog. But then the Chassam Sofer says, well, what about Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva was the third one in the line. You're going to tell me Rabbi Akiva, who was the Gadol HaDor, he also was Talmud Chacham. He also had Chachma. So why didn't he jump to the front of the line before everybody else? So the Chassam Sofer says, Chachma, wisdom, is enough to jump one place. But it's not a jump enough to go two places. So you have a Kohen Levi Yisrael, so Rabbi Akiva, his wisdom is not enough to jump him to the front of the line, and that's why Rabbi Yeshua went first.
Maybe he was standing next to him.
Maybe it's just the way it works out. And maybe he was busy with something, I'm not sure. The other thing, it comes to the Chafetz Chaim in his Avas Chesed in Chelek Aleph and Perek Pei Vav. So he extends this idea of supporting Levi versus Yisrael to all other aspects of Choshen Mishkan. He writes as follows. He says, bo lefan of anashim harbe lelavos. If it comes to giving out loans, bein shem ashir mo'aniyim, bein yachol lavos lekulam, and you only have so much money for a loan, maktim kohen lelevi v'halev leYisrael. So in other areas of financial support, not just tzedaka, a Levi should go first as well. Kol dinei hakadima nabar lamala, this whole order of preference, who lav dafka al halva b'sheles kelim. It's not just renting and lending, says the Chafetz Chaim. Du gam kein ke'ein halva, du adin al eze shum tova acheras. It goes with any other goodness or any other favor. When it comes to doing business, perhaps you should do with a Levi before Yisrael, anything like this as well. Dahinu l'schar echad l'harviach yotzvazah. The Levim should go before the Israelim when it comes to business matters in this regard as well. So clearly in the realm of tzedakah and all monetary issues, we seem to have a consensus amongst the poskim that Levim have a preference over a Yisrael based on this Gemara in Horios and the Ramban Matanos name. Let's now turn to benching, because sometimes at the Shabbos table, or even at the weekday table, if you're a zocha, if you merit to have a ziman, there is some confusion as to what to do with the levim at the table. Should we skip them? Should we give them to bench if there's no kohen? Let's see the sugya inside. Comes the Rav Yom in Chelek Beis and Siman Tavkuf Ayin Zayin. He quotes you Shalmi and Brachos in Perakei Halacha Dal, where the Gemara there quotes from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Yushalmi says that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, in my lifetime, I never benched before a Kohen. And then he says, and a Yisrael never benched before me. That's what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was a Levi. Okay? So he says, a Kohen, I never benched before him. He always had preference to me. And I always benched before Yisrael. So comes the Rav Yon and says, "How Yerushalmi da Nazikin ikal Mashma?" We see from the Yerushalmi, "De b'makom shein kohen v'levi mevarach b'shavim." Da Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Levi haya k'diisa v'parakal basa. The Gemara in Chulin says clearly that he was a Levi. Gabi netzila sedaim and the Yerushalmi in Parak Basra of Meisur Sheni. V'afilu hachi kamar lo hanachti Yisrael levarach lefanai. What did Yerushalmi Levi say? I never let a Yisrael, a plain old vanilla Jew, bench before me. V'al korchach b'shashavim, they must have been of equal wisdom as well. Rabbi Yeshua and Levi v'birchas hamaz and Meir, he's talking about leading benching. So says the Rav Yah, the halacha seems to be pretty clear, and the Yushalmi is clear that when it comes to benching, if you have Yisraelim and a Levi, the Levium should bench, lead the Zeman first before the Yisrael. Comes the tour, and he disagrees. Or not that he disagrees, but he brings someone else that disagrees. And he quotes here, this is the tour in Orachaim and Reish Alasif Beis. Garcinan be Yushami Amar Shuvan Levi Mimaila Barachi Lefanai Kohen Velo Berach Yisrael Lefanai Rabbi Shuvan Levi Haya V'yir Lechorish Yesh Levi Din Kadima. We see that Levim have preference when it comes to benching. Then he says Maharami Rothenburg, the Maharam of Rothenburg writes Kasav She'em Lo Din Kadima. There is no Din of Kadima of preference to Levi or Yisrael when it comes to benching. But the kamar shalov beirach Yisrael lefanav mitzad galuso below mitzad levaya. What Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi meant was a Yisrael never benched before me because he wasn't as great as me in chachma and wisdom, and that's why I always benched before a Yisrael. Now that statement of the Maharam is going to be discussed in a moment. Whether this is the opinion of the tour or not is up for debate. There's a piece in the Sei Chemed, in the Mareches Vav and Klal Chaf Tes, where the Sei Chemed has a whole long discussion regarding the word L'chora. See, because he says here, if you look in the tour, in the second line, he says, V'yira L'chora Shiyish Alevi. So the Sei Chemed goes back and forth. Does L'chora mean I agree? Or does L'chora mean I disagree? And he spends a whole page bringing proofs from all over the Rishonim and all different languages saying whether L'chora means I agree or L'chora means I disagree. And this is one of the places where he discusses. Does the Torah agree with the Maharam or does he disagree with the Maharam? That we can discuss at a later point. This sheet of the Maharam is quoted by the Talmidim in the Tashbates and Shinyan Beis, and who's the Talmud, he cites as Rebbe, and also the Kolbo in Siman Chaf and the Sefer Agur in Reish Samachay. And this we see from the Talmidim of the Maharam Rothenburg, this Shita, that Levim don't come before Yisrael. Rav Chanu Asim in the Kovet Shurim in Bava Basra in Reish Ein Ches, he thinks the Maharam is difficult from the beginning because the Yushalmi is very clear, the text of the Yushalmi is very clear. Now what does that mean that he benched before Yisrael because he was greater than in Chachma? He was greater than every single Yisrael in the world because of Chachma? So then why, what was the point that he was a Levi? The whole Yushami is confusing according to the Maharam. So he raises a big Sarachim. So let's turn to the Shulchan Aruch, but we can't, because the Shulchan Aruch makes no mention of this entire discussion, and he skips over everything in the Torah. So this could mean two things. Either the Shulchan Aruch disagrees with the Maharam, and what is he saying? Go look at what I wrote in Hilchos Tzedakah. What did I write in Hilchos Tzedakah? Levim are better than Yisraelim. That's one approach, and therefore it should apply over here as well. Or, as others want to say, maybe there's a reason to differentiate between tzedakah and benching. Perhaps. We'll discuss in a moment. There's a comment of the Be'er Sheva in his commentary in Horios on that daf, and the Magen Avraham as well asks, and they say this question, if when it comes to tzedakah, the Rambam and everyone else is clear that Levim should come first, why should we differentiate when it comes to benching? Why all of a sudden does the Maharam think that Levim shouldn't go when nobody disagrees when it comes to giving of tzedakah? The Be'er Sheva concludes, v'tzarech li'ian. I don't know what to do. It's very confusing, the Maharam in this regard. Comes Rav Aryeh Pomeranchik, the famous Talmud of the Brisker Rav, in his Emek Vracha. by the laws of Kohanim and Levim and Os Beis. So he says there is a difference between Levim and Kohanim, lahalacha. And he explains as follows. The reason a Levi comes before Yisrael in regards to tzedakah is not because of the Kedusha, the holiness of the Levi. The Levi has no holiness and there's nothing special about him. The whole reason is there's a special din in tzedakah based on the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh that we learned before. And that's why over there we should give the Levi first. Ah, oh, you'll say, Rashi said that it shouldn't apply nowadays because we're in Galus. He says that's Midah Oraisa. From a Torah level, we shouldn't put a preferential treatment for the Levi over Yisrael when it comes to tzedakah. But there is a din Midah Rabbanan, a rabbinic law, says the Emek Bracha, that Levim should go before Yisrael when it comes to tzedakah. And this is the reason why Levi comes before Yisrael in the Mishnah Horios and the Rambam and all those places. However, outside of tzedakah and outside of the Kriyas HaTorah, which we'll get to in a second, Kriyas HaTorah is a special din in Shalom. We don't want people fighting over the liyas, so that's also another exception to the rule. But outside of those two areas, there's no preferential treatment for a Levi versus Yisrael anywhere else in Halacha. And this is the understanding of the Emek Bracha. Now, it's not clear why. I don't understand. Sarafian on the Emek Bracha, why the Mishnah and Horios regarding the order of Kohen Levi Yisrael shouldn't apply everywhere. I don't understand why he only thinks that applies to tzedakah, Tzarachian. Now, let's turn halacha l'maisa. When it comes to the poskim, should you offer the Levi at your Shabbos table the right to bench first? So, nothing. It's simple. We have a three-way machlokas amongst the poskim. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Reish Aleph Dalet, and he says, Ulelevi ein din kadima. Levim are not special whatsoever when it comes to benching. This is also the opinion of the Ben Yishchai in Parshas Korach. Levim are no different than anybody else in regards to the laws of leading Zeman. However, the Bach and the Makor Chaim and the Kitzur Halachos, the Eliyarabba, the Prima Gadim, the Kafa Chaim, all say that one should give, and they must give preference to the Levi over the Yisrael. That was our many important poskim in the camp of supporting the Levi over the Yisrael. In the middle is the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The Baal HaTanya writes that if there's a Levi in Yisrael and they're similar in Chachma and wisdom, the Levi, it would be nice to give him preference. He says, you don't have to, but if you do, you'll be merit with Arichas Yamin, with living a long life. Sounds pretty good. It's probably worth it just to give it to the Levi just for that. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this the Halacha. He says, Atov lahaktim ha-Levi, and this is in the second column, it's good to put the Levi first, gam ken le-Yisrael, imheim shavim b'chachma, if they're equal in wisdom, b'birchas ha-Mazon, u'b'hamotzi, or leading hamotzi, we don't really do this anymore, giving out the kavod of making hamotzi, v'chem b'nesina tztaka, we see when it comes to tztaka as well, tamak dimin also b'kriya gam ken lefnei Yisrael, and when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, also Levi goes first as well. So it says the Chafetz Chaim lahalacha, you're at a table, there's Kohanim, there's a Levi in Israel, the Kohen's not there to take over, give the Levi to bench, it's the right thing to do, a proper thing to do, and the proper minhag for Klal Yisrael.
If there's a Kohen, regardless of his stature, he goes first no matter what.
Kohen's a tisha.
Or if they have a Talmud Chacham or...
No. So if there is a Talmud Chacham, we'll call him a Talmud Chacham Muflag, someone who stands out above everybody else as a head and shoulders above everybody else as Talmud Chacham, then yes, you give the Talmud Chacham over the Kohen.
We are knowing that clearly.
What?
I know we are knowing that because Rav Soloveitchik got Levi.
So we'll get to Rabbi Soloveitchik in a second. We'll get
to his different shita.
We'll get to him at the end.
Does he even get it?
So let's turn now to really two other things very quickly. Shliach Tzibur. You have a competition who should daven for the Amud. So very quickly, the Chafetz Chaim writes in Nun Gimel Lamed Vav, quoting the Shaar Knesset HaGadolah. He says, "Venir li pashut k'shem shavin kohen kodem Levi Levi kodem Yisrael." When it comes to who leaves the davening, a Levi has a preference over Yisrael in this regards as well. Let's come now to the more complicated area, and that is Kriyas HaTorah. What to do if there is no kohen? Does the Levi get the first Aliyah Rishon? Or do we completely ignore the status of the Levi? This is a bit of a confusing machlokas based on a difficult Rashi. Let's jump into it right away. There's a Gemara in Gidin Daf Test, and the Gemara there famously discusses issues of Darkei Shalom, things we do for the sake of peace. One of the things we do for the sake of peace is that we have ordering of Aliyahs, Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. Why? Because I'm not going to cast judgments on any particular people or community, but sometimes people get a little anxious when it comes to Aliyahs. It's not fair. I should get an Aliyah. No, you shouldn't get an Aliyah. He shouldn't get an Aliyah. Whatever it may be. So Chazal came and said, enough of the fighting of Aliyahs. Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. And that takes care of it. Creates shalom, peace in the shuls. So there's no fighting over who gets the first or the second aliyahs, hopefully bringing some sense of normalcy to the davening. Let's look at Rashi. Rather, let's look at a Gemara there in the Gittin regarding the following case. Very short Gemara, Nun Tesamun Beis. Amar Abai Naktinan, Ein Sham Kohen, if there is no Kohen, Nisparda Chavila. The whole bundle falls apart. Now, Abaye is not very clear on what that means. And because of the lack of clarity in what Abaye is trying to say over here, the whole bundle falls apart. What am I supposed to do with that statement? So we need Rashi to help us out over here. And Rashi also is not clear. Let's look at the Rashi itself. Rashi says, Nifsaka Kesher, the thing that's holding the order of the Elias has fallen apart. The Ibed Halevi, Esquodo, and he loses his honor to read Sheni. He doesn't get Sheni anymore. Bishviel Chavilaso Hanifredas, because the falling apart of the Seder of the Elias of the Kohen. The Kohen kind of pulled the string and everything fell apart. Veno Kore Klal, and he shouldn't really get either at all, even Shlishi, Revere, anything. Kach Amar Mori Hazak, and this is what my Rebbe taught me, Umori Rebbe Yitzchak ben Yehuda, and Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yehuda v'chein Seder Rav Amargon. This is in the Seder of Rav Amargon. So let's stop here in the middle of Rashi, and let's discuss what this Rashi means. The first explanation means that the Levi has no special status in the absence of Kohen, and he should not be called for Sheni. Not be called for Sheni at all. Why? So this is a bit of a discussion as to why the Levi should not get Sheni when the Kohen's out there. Yes, it's true that everything has fallen apart, but does that mean it's usher to give him Sheni?
She'll get Rishon either, I guess.
Oh, we'll have to, that's a bit of a discussion. One step at a time. So he shouldn't get, why is it a problem for him to get Sheni? Okay, the whole order fell apart, the Kohen's out there. Okay, so give him Sheni anyway. What's the problem in giving him Sheni? So the Chasam Sofer says that the honor of the Levim comes from their serving the Kohanim. And when there's no Kohen there to serve anymore, so then the whole status of the Levi, the whole honor falls apart. And there's no reason in any place to honor the Levi in such a situation when there's no Kedusha there. And in light of this, the Chasam Sofer says that if it's a Levi versus a Talmid Chacham, the Talmid Chacham should come first because he's also connected in a sense to Moshe Rabbeinu and the Torah, and that honor should be given to him. The Maharam Shif in his comments explains that if the Levi gets the second Aliyah, people may think that really he's a Yisrael. And they might question his Mesorah. There's no Kohen here. Why is he getting this Aliyah? And it's going to confuse people about his status. The Aruch HaShulchan, who has a very long piece on this entire episode, and really brings a lot of clarity to these confusing Rashis. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that it's a pagam in the covet of the Levi. It's embarrassing that the Yisrael should get the first Aliyah, and the Levi should get an Aliyah after the Yisrael. What a terrible lack of kavod to the Levi. He should come after a lowly and subservient Yisrael and getting the second Aliyah. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, we don't give it to him because it would be a lack of kavod, right? It's like coming in second place. I prefer to not be in the top at all to come in second place. It means I was so close to gold and then all I got was a silver. So that's the explanation of the Aruch HaShulchan. Comes the Darkei Moshe, the exciting Sefer HaAgur. He says this is meaning Ashkenaz, so we don't give the Levi Sheni, and everyone in this opinion says a Levi doesn't get the second Aliyah. And the Ritva says that if people see him getting the second Aliyah, then maybe it might be confusion if the first Aliyah was a Kohen, maybe he was actually Yisrael. It's just to confuse people, says the Ritva. So we just kick everybody out with the first Aliyahs and only Yisrael. Now, this is clear in Rashi that only the second Aliyah he doesn't get. There's a machlokas now within Rashi. Does Rashi also mean that he shouldn't get Rishon? And this is going to be a big point of contention. Should he also not get Rishon? So here we have a machlokas. The Tshuvas of the Maharami Rothenberg and Tufkof Hei says the Levi can get the first Aliyah. There's no problem whatsoever of the Levi getting the first Aliyah. This is the Shita of the Beis Yosef and the Tashbet, and the Shita of the Hagos Maimoni, Hilchos Tefil, and Barakid Beis. And the Darkei Moshe also thinks this is the opinion of the Rambam and Hilchos Tefil as well. But that once there's no Kohen, so bump the Levi up and give him Rishon. And the Rambam says, V'lo yala acharav Levi klal. The Levi shouldn't go after him. He shouldn't go after the Yisrael. But he can go first. That's the implication of the Rambam. Not second, but he can go first. And this is the understanding of the Rambam according to the Tshuvas Lemauri Kolon and other Rishonim and Poskim as well. So that's Mahalach number one. And it makes logical sense. I hear why he can't get Sheni, so give him a promotion and give the Levi the first Aliyah. However, comes Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah and Perek Yud Beis, and he says that if the Levi doesn't get Sheni, and he shouldn't get Rishon, he shouldn't get anything at all. And this is also the opinion of the Tshuvas Binyamin Zev and Kuf Samech and the Taz, and this is the opinion of many other Rishonim as well, like the Mordechai and the Orzeruah. Why? So the Maharam Shif says that if we give the Levi the first Aliyah, people may think he's a Kohen. And they know there's some guy, something special. They see him walk out during Musaf and Yantif. Hey, he's doing something with the water outside. And if he gets the first Aliyah, people might mistake him to be a Kohen. The Aruch HaShulchan says that if we always give the Levi the first Aliyah, what will people think? That there's a mitzvah to put the Levi before the Yisrael. And says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's not so clear there's a mitzvah that the Levi should go before the Yisrael. So since we're messing up the order anyway, let's not put the Levi on a pedestal, because we don't want him to think that he's more than he actually is. He's a Levi. He should know his place and not be put on a pedestal. So says the Aruch HaShulchan. The Or Zarua doesn't understand this at all. He takes it for granted that it's Pashur, Levi has more Kedusha than the Yisrael. So that is the Machlokus within Rashi. Let's just review first part of Rashi again. First part of Rashi is 100% the Levi doesn't get Sheni, and there's a Machlokus whether he should get Rishon or not. So that's Rashi 1, 1a and 1b. Let's go to the second part of Rashi. Then Rashi says, Aval mi talmidei mori Rabbi Yitzchak HaLevi, I heard from the Talmidim of Rabbi Yitzchak HaLevi, Shamati, Mishmo, that Nisparda Chavil, the whole thing falls apart, means that when there's no Kohen, Ein Seder Ledavar, there's no order, and there's no Chiyuv, Lahaktim Levi Yisrael, to put the Levi before the Yisrael. Mishi Yirzi Aktim, and therefore you can do whatever you want. You can put the Yisrael and the Levi, whatever, the whole thing is messed up, and whoever called Dalam Gvar, whoever wants to come and get an Aliyah, there's no problem whatsoever if the Kohen isn't there. The Rush in the comments in Gidin Parakeh and the Tshuvas HaRush in Gimel Yud says from here that Levi can get Sheni after Yisrael. This is sheet number 3, that the Levi can get Sheni, you put a Yisrael for Rishon, and the Levi can get it since everything fell apart. And there may be shown him that back this as well. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Writes the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Lamed Hey as follows. He says, Im ein kohen bebeis hakneses, if there's no kohen in the shul, kore Yisrael b'makam kohen, you call Yisrael b'makam kohen, as we know, v'lo yalach harav Levi, and the Levi shouldn't get sheni. This is according to Rashi number 1. Right? This is according to Rashi, the first sheet in Rashi. What we don't have, though, is the Shulchan Aruch saying, is it Rashi 1a or 1b? Can the Levi get the first Aliyah? Writes the Ramah, Aval Rishon Yuchal Alos. But for Rishon, he can get, the Levi can get the first Aliyah. Shekorno So'om, and they say, Bimkom Kohen, Shal Yitu Lomar Shizo Kohen. Because we don't want people to think that the Levi is actually a Kohen. Now, this language of the Ramah is very strange. Why is he right? Aval. When the Ramah wants to argue, what does he usually say? He usually says, Yesh Omrim. Mm-hmm. But here the Ramah says, Aval. So many understand the Ramah as being Mefarish. He is not arguing with the Shulchan Aruch. He is clarifying the Shulchan Aruch. But the Ramah thinks that even the Shulchan Aruch should agree that Levi can get the first Aliyah. This is the opinion of the Ramah, Lahalacha, that Levi can get Rishon, and it's the opinion of the Maharshal, the Drisha, the Taz, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, the Aruch HaShulchan, and Rav Moshe, Negros Moshe, and Rechaim, Gimel Yud Tes, that there is no problem whatsoever with the Levi getting the first Aliyah. The Taz and the Magen Avraham comment, the Levi only gets Rishon if there's no other Yisrael who's bigger in Chachma, meaning if there's a bigger Tam Chacham, you should give him Yisrael over the Levi. That seems to be clear according to that sheet as well. So even in that case, it's not so clear the Levi should just be handed Rishon if there's a bigger Tam Chacham than the Levi. Who disagrees with this? The Taz says that according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, the Levi should not. He thinks that the Ramah is arguing on the Shulchan Aruch. That the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch do not agree with one another. He calls the Ramah into question. If you turn the page, look at the Taz on the next page. He says, "V'tmiyali, hayech hirkiv beis hadeos v'yachad." Why is the Ramah think that he and the Shulchan Aruch agree that the Levi should get the first Aliyah? Hayelo lichto v'yesh omrim. The Ramah should be arguing with the Shulchan Aruch, not explaining the Shulchan Aruch. Yachol alos. That's the way he should have written this. L'halacha, the Bach and the Morkasi of Yaakov Ender both say that because it is a suffix, it is unclear in Rashi and the Rishonim what to do in this regard, and even the Shulchan Aruch himself is unclear what to do. Better shevi al tasa adif, because it's a doubt. Don't give the Levi the first aliyah, because it's not clear in the halacha what to do. The Kaf HaChaim here in Kuf Lamed Hei and Os Mem has a whole list of those who say it's usher to give the Levi the first aliyah. And now let's turn to Rabbi Soloveitchik. Writes Rav Shechter Nefesh HaRav on page Kuf Lamed. Kama pa'amim ira shelo haya kohen ba'oso ha'min ha'miyuchad. What was the special minyan when Rabbi Soloveitchik would fly in and out of New York and Boston? Sometimes he would miss laning when he was flying, so he'd have a special minyan in the afternoon and after shir of the Bachrim to lane, so he wouldn't miss the Kriyas HaTorah for Monday and Thursday. So sometimes it would happen in the special minyan there wouldn't be a kohen, and Rabbi Soloveitchik was a Levi. So what would happen? So the gabbai of the minyan would say to Rabbi Soloveitchik, you should go up bimkom kohen and get the first aliyah. Umien Rabbeinu, Rabbi Soloveitchik refused. The tam sheish lachush the devei osa dea shehidi Rashi. We should be careful about Rashi's first opinion, according to those Rishonim. Sheasur lekro the Levi Rishon. Not only does the Levi not get shini, but he doesn't get Rishon as well. Ubiya Rabbeinu shitazu, and Rabbi Soloveitchik explained this. Ein belukute Torah of the Baba Sherebi, the Parshas Emor, and he said over there, there's a whole explanation al pi Kabbalah from the Baal Tanya. Something about this idea of Levi and Rishon. Fine. Now this is Rabbi Shechter speaking in explaining Rabbi Soloveitchik. If you look at the end, he says, Dalad Ayin. Dalad Ayin means Das Atzmi. This is my opinion. Uchumaduma li shulai. So Rabbi Shechter is now trying to understand Rabbi Soloveitchik's approach here. He says, perhaps, lo haisa kavanas Rabbeinu bezela chush be'emes osadea. Rabbi Shechter doesn't think that Rabbi Soloveitchik actually held like that opinion in Rashi l'halacha. It was more of a pedagogical lesson, teaching the students in the shir that there was such an opinion within the Rishon, and therefore he did this act of kind of highlighting to be careful for such this idea. Why? Why does he think this? This is similar to Rabbi Soloveitchik's opinion regarding establishing specific witnesses at the Bedekin. Once in a while, Rabbi Soloveitchik would not always have witnesses by the Bedekin, but every once in a while he would ask there should be witnesses by the Bedekin. Derech limud Torah l'tamidim. This is how he would teach Torah to the students. Leheir es tesumas libam sheish derech kazu. To let them be aware of these important opinions within the Rishonim. Avolo shib emes chashash was lemaisa. Rabbi Soloveitchik could not have held of this lemaisa. Why? Because when it came to this idea with the Levi not getting Rishon, sometimes Rabbi Soloveitchik would take it, and sometimes he wouldn't. He wasn't consistent. Sometimes he would say, no, I will take it, and sometimes he wouldn't take it. So therefore he said, Rabbi Shechter said, maybe he was acting in a way of teaching the students, but not that he held that this was the proper Shita, because if he held it was the proper Shita, then why would sometimes he take the first aliyah and sometimes not take the first aliyah. Halacha l'maisa, we try not to give the Levi the first aliyah here, and we try to keep with this machna shita to be worried about this shita within Rashi to not give the first aliyah. Let's just wrap it up with two interesting comments about the kedusha of Levi. The Meshechach writes in Parshas Bamidbar that there's a constant halacha of tashmishe kedusha and tashmish to tashmish. There are things that have kedusha on them, and there are things that serve things that have kedusha on them. Right? A mezuzah is kedusha, and then maybe the mezuzah cover, if it's very fancy, that's the tashmish kedusha, and then maybe the nails or the glue that holds up the mezuzah case, that's tashmish to tashmish. That serves the thing that is serving kedusha. So says the Meshech Chachma, the Kohanim are Tashmish Kedusha. They serve Hashem in Kedusha. They are inherently holy. But the Levim, says the Meshech Chachma, and this Meshech Chachma is a Kohen, so he can feel this about himself. The Levim, says the Meshech Chachma, they are Tashmish to Tashmish. They are serving the Kohanim that serve Hashem. And therefore, he says, there's no special Kedusha to the Levim, such as the Meshul Chachmim. The Netziv has a parish on the Sifri called the Emek HaNetziv. So he says there are two different areas when it comes to placing a Levi first. First, when it comes to supporting the Levi, redeeming him, tzedakah, things like that. In those areas, we are concerned that there will be a Beis HaMikdash tomorrow, and if we don't support the Levi and clothe him and put him in a position to serve, that we won't have Levium to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, that's why nowadays, says the Netziv, we are so careful monetarily in supporting the Levium. However, when it comes to kavod, says the Netziv, then the Levi on his own has no rights because the Levi is only there in serving the Kohen. Since there's no real aspect of kavod, says the Meshech Chachma, says the Netziv, therefore that's why we bifurcate between the laws in Yoredeya and Tzedakah and Choshu Mishpat and the laws of Orachayim. But we see at the end of the day, there's a big mishmash. In some areas the poskim do give kavod, some areas they don't, some poskim in the law, some areas seem to be on both sides. One place they are given kavod, one place they're not given kavod. So it's important to clarify for ourselves where the Levim are given kavod and where they are not.
Does Mishmash go back to the first line?